top stories on ABC News, the Rural Fire Service has defended its decision to reject initial offers of assistance before a catastrophic fire swept through the New South Wales south coast town of Tathra. A union representing firefighters from Fire and Rescue New South Wales claims homes could have been saved. It comes as residents from the fire-hit town return to their properties for the first time since Sunday's inferno. The ride-hailing company Uber has suspended self-driving car tests in the US after a woman died when she was hit by an autonomous vehicle in Arizona. The woman was crossing the road when she was struck by the car, which was in autonomous mode with a driver behind the wheel. It's the first pedestrian fatality involving a self-driving vehicle. Border Force staff have delivered a scathing assessment to their senior leaders in a major internal survey. The results show fewer than one in three think senior leaders set a clear direction for the agency. Last week, former Border Force Commissioner Roman Quadbelig was sacked for helping his girlfriend get a job with the agency. And the Australian government is investigating whether the personal information of Australians was acquired and used by Facebook without authorisation. It comes after weekend reports a data analysis firm Cambridge Analytica mined the personal data of 50 million Facebook users to create profiles to target them in elections. Politicians in the US, Europe and the UK are calling on the social media giant to explain its methods.